This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says his India visit pivotal in boosting Nepal's economic prosperity and development. Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet reminds directives to health institutions to comply with provision of 10% free services to needy people. Increasing temperature causing havoc across the country, and more than 233 people killed in multiple train collision in India. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed satisfaction with his four-day official visit to India, stating it has paved the way for Nepal's economic prosperity and development. The Prime Minister said during his discussions with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several significant agreements and memorandums of understanding were reached, all in the best interest of Nepal. One notable breakthrough is the agreement on long-term power trade, which Nepal has been aspiring for. India's commitment to purchase 10,000 megawatt of electricity from Nepal over the next 10 years is historic and a major milestone, expected to attract significant investment in the energy sector. Additionally, the agreement on the Lower Arun hydropower production is seen as a notable achievement. Furthermore, the agreement on power trade has instilled new confidence and laid the foundation for further cooperation, as it was made in response to the demands of the private sector. An important development is the trilateral agreement between Nepal, India and Bangladesh allowing for the export of Nepal's electricity to Bangladesh using India's infrastructure. The two nations have also agreed to advance the Pancheshwar multipurpose project, honouring the spirit of the Mahakali Treaty. Moreover, India has shown a positive attitude towards resolving border issues, further strengthening bilateral relations. Prime Minister Dahal praised the expansion of connectivity through railway networks, the promotion of religious tourism, and the adoption of electronic payment systems as significant achievements. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to return home today evening, concluding his visit to India. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Shivraj Singh Chauhan hosted a banquet in honour of the visiting Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. At the banquet hosted at Hotel Marriott, Chief Minister Chauhan expressed happiness over Prime Minister Dahal's visit to India for further strengthening age-old friendly relations between Nepal and India. Prime Minister Dahal expressed gratitude to Chauhan for hosting a dinner in his and Nepali delegation's honour. Health and Population Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet has directed hospitals to ensure free treatments in at least 10% bed available in the hospitals. During his inspection visit to Gangalal National Heart Care, Heart Centre and some other health institutions yesterday, Minister Basnet directed the hospital officials to ensure 10% free services targeting the needy people. Minister Basnet further asked the hospitals to ready the details to the patients and treatment provided from the institution within a year under the free treatment scheme. He warned of action if they do not oblige to the prevalent laws and the minister's directive. Earlier, at a press conference held at the ministry yesterday, Health Minister Basnet reiterated his commitment to ending malpractices existing in the private and public health institutions. The Foreign Employment Board has urged foreign job aspirants not to be duped by fraudsters luring lucrative jobs in South Africa. Issuing a notice yesterday, the board said that information have been registered in the board that some frauds are issuing a false work permit to lure the foreign job aspirants. Board Information Officer Guru Datta Subedi said a human trafficking racket was found fleecing millions of rupees from over 150 individuals. The fraudsters are using social networking sites to lure the prospective job seekers and falsely promise to land them up in jobs in South Africa on a tourist visa. The board has clarified that tourist visa issued by Office of the High Commissioner and Consulate General of South Africa based in India is only for the purpose of visiting South Africa as a tourist. Temperature is soaring across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, for the last few days. Senior meteorologist at the division, Pratibha Manandar, said the heat has increased due to lack of rain as the westerly remains inactive. She said it will not rain for some more days as it is in transitional period when the pre-monsoon is about to be over and the monsoon is about to start. Following the rise in temperature, schools have been shut in Nepalganj and Saptari. Schools in Chitwan, Bara, Parsa and Rautahat have also been closed during the day hours due to rise in mercury. The government has urged the citizens to protect themselves from the increasing temperature. Many cities in Tarai region have touched 40 degrees Celsius in the last few days. National Inclusive Commission has recommended the government immediately formulate Agriculture Act for prosperous agriculture-related business. Organizing a press meet in Lalitpur yesterday, the commission suggested that the government should set up compost and chemical fertilizer factories in Nepal. On the occasion, acting chair of the commission, Bisnu Maya Oja, said the commission recommended for promoting local seeds and saplings, bring foreign technology in agriculture and animal husbandry through agriculture and livestock development ministry. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 233 people are now known to have been killed and 900 injured in a multiple train collision in India's eastern Odisha state. More than 200 ambulances were sent to the scene in Balasore district, according to Odisha's Chief Secretary Pradeep Jena. One passenger train is thought to have derailed before being struck by another on adjacent track late on Friday. It is India's worst train crash in this century. Officials say the death toll is expected to rise further. At least 9 people were killed during clashes between riot police and protesters in Senegal after the opposition leader Ousmane Sonko was given a 2-year jail sentence. The casualties were announced by Interior Minister Antoine Diome in a late-night news conference after a day of violence across the country. The BBC quotes the minister as saying social media such as Facebook and WhatsApp have been blocked. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the countries. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places of the Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says his India visit pivotal in boosting Nepal's economic prosperity and development. Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet reminds directives to health institutions to comply with provision of 10% free services to needy people. Increasing temperature causing havoc across the country. And more than 233 people killed in multiple train collision in India. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.